most of those who are with me still were those who had qualified to do information technology straight off.
Uh-huh.
The others, they had very poor passes in math, and as such, they were not selected to do information technology.
Uh-huh.
But I suggested that we could take them in as a part of a special program where we have them do IT in forms for internal certification. So it's like persons like Sidani and Hope. I think the name of the person spoke first was Hope Reed.
Uh-huh.
Persons like those, they're more academically inclined. They came into the program originally expecting to do IT in an exam.
Uh-huh.
And in the case of Sidana, she is currently doing very well in the track program.
Uh-huh.
So I suspect that she sees the academics as being very important to her as it concerns, say, getting a track scholarship in another year or two.
Okay, I see.
So she would choose definitely to stay on this track, even if she had an interest in the music.
Let me ask a question then about kind of that relates back to the idea of integration too, the idea of incorporating IT into the subjects more generally.
Okay.
And also that kind of speaks to the concern of these girls that it was either music or academics. Do you see some way that this kind of creative, perhaps non-academic education can be integrated or can work in a more formal way?
Yes, it can. The fact is, as it is now, we're doing IT from third form. Our development plan we had set out for us for the next 5 years, it hasn't it for us to start with IT from second form. So what will happen then is that we hope to introduce persons to IT first of all through avenues like those.
Uh-huh.
And as we go along, the theory components will come. So for the most part, I am hoping that music and internet and them sorts of stuff will be commonplace. We should not just be teaching students to sit an exam at the end of the day. So my guess is if we start them earlier, we'll have more time to cover the syllabus content and throw in the other areas that they like.
Mm-hmm.
In the mix. So I think it's an issue really of timing now. We start them in fourth form. We only have 3 terms in the first year and 2 in the second year to prepare them for exams. So we just have to be focused on exams and can't lose any time to anything that they're not going to be tested.
Mm-hmm.
So given more time, yes, we can set it as a standard part of our grade 9 program or grade 10 program, you know, which is developing the student's ability to use the computer as a tool.
Mm-hmm.
To make music, to communicate, to do research, the whole range of stuff.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.